Good afternoon. It's Monday. It's the end of November, and you're listening to Frequency Radio and the Yorkshire Boys with myself, Greg Mara, and
Stephen Mackley. Toilet gaming technology targets urinal boredom.
I did read that.
You didn't put it on there anyway. What this one is the article says there is not much choice. Stare blankly at the wall tiles, focus on shoes with face-setting grimace, or maybe whistle. But not anymore. What you can do now is certain toilets are starting to get monitors in front of the urinal where you can play a touchscreen game of some sort.
I'm sorry, right? If everyone heard my rant a few weeks about the new university gym with all that modern technology, you can play solitaire and games whilst you're on a bike. Working out, you know, or running and that. That's just... I'm sorry, right? You're going to miss the ball. I'm not going to lie. You're there, having a slash, you're watching something, and then your mind goes elsewhere. Everyone knows men can't do more than maybe two things at once. Definitely not three. It's not convenient, that. Just not convenient at all. Who'd think to do that?
I've just read down to the bottom. It's there's at the minute these are only found in South London in a pub called the Exhibit Bar in Balham. There's a bit down here that says polling suggests some competitive gamers worked out that by stopping and starting their streams, they could improve their scores.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's suggesting if you stop mid-flow, you could, and you know,
do you know why? Mid-flow to do that, but you're still busting for a wee, so you want to get it done quicker. That's good psychology, but I still don't agree with it.
I don't know. Another bit says that it's got thick plastic on, which is robust and can be easily cleaned. I can imagine it's going to need cleaning. Oh my God. Imagine that. It's going to be horrible.
And as ever, we do have a guest, and all the way from deepest, darkest Rochdale, with his tramp-like attire, it's Liam Geraghty.
Afternoon. Well, I was looking pretty smart today.
I can see you've had a shave.
You've had a shave, and you're wearing a jumper with a shirt. Yeah. It's quite a change from your usual attire.
Are you going for a job interview?
No, I've got work experience in a couple of weeks.
So. All right.
He's practising. It's the role of Pluto, sports editor.
And a first for this show, we're going to be doing a phone interview because various guests have said no, despite saying yes at various stages throughout last week.
And this morning.
And indeed this morning. We've had to resort to getting my flatmate's